Blessings, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We are continuing the series of A New Thing. Let us appreciate our Lord for this new day, our Lord who makes all things new. I have many thoughts gathered together that I pray will be a blessing to our life and our walk in the truth. So, I pray that the Lord will walk along with us as we will go through many scriptures this day. We know that at the opening of the Word, there we find Him. The Lord is in His Word, and the fire of His love burns in our hearts whenever the Word is opened unto us. So, O Lord, we pray that You open the Word this day, and let us walk in the way You have prepared. I ask that You show us every new thing, for we know that under the sun there is nothing new, Your word said. But it is under the power of the true sunlight, the light of Your word, where we see all things new. Yes, Lord, guide this day in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The Lord specializes in doing a new thing. The Lord hates tradition because it becomes the same repetitive way. And this becomes darkness. But our Father is the Father of lights, and the light never stops moving. Wherever the light of God moves, behold, there is a new thing being done. Because the light of God also has a voice that we first see in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. It says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." The voice of the Lord was heard walking, and this voice is the light. And this light will expose all darkness wherever it walks to. And so it was that we see Adam and his wife hiding to not be exposed by this light, for they were afraid that their nakedness was now exposed. They needed to find another covering to hide their shame, because their conscience was defiled. But no covering could purify their consciousness toward God. We read in the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 15, that unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and consciousness is defiled. And after partaking of the tree and of its defiled fruit, Adam and his wife lost that purity. For the purity is only found in the Word of God. The Word is the only pure covering that can cleanse our minds and give us a pure conscience toward God. Amen. The book of Hebrews chapter 9 tells us in verse 14, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause He is the mediator of the New Testament." Amen. Here we are introduced to the concept of a New Testament, for the Lord was doing a new thing. This new thing came by the power of the innocent blood. And this blood came by the Word of God. It was not the blood of men nor the blood of beasts, but it was the blood of Christ. The Lord made a new covenant by His own blood. This blood had never been manifested on earth until the birth of Jesus. Everything of Jesus' birth was new. There had never been before a virgin to conceive. There had never been a child born with the blood of God. Amen. Truly, this divine blood was witnessing this child that He was the Son of God. This blood was a witness in the child that was born that day. And we know that on earth there are three witnesses: the blood, the water, and the spirit. And so the blood of God witnessed in his body that this Jesus was the Son of God. And at the waters of Jordan, the spirit witnessed when it dwelt in the body of the innocent lamb. The spirit bared witness with Jesus that he is truly the Son of God. And the waters of Jordan also witnessed as this innocent lamb was being washed in the Jordan River. The water had never before witnessed such a body that was prepared. It had never before washed such an innocent lamb. And Jesus had power to walk on water, for the water was subjected to the Word made flesh. By the power of the Word, the water obeyed and gave all its strength to give a pathway for our Lord to walk on. It was a new thing that had never been done before. Where the voice of God is walking, there is always something new happening. Amen. And we see that in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 27, where all the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obeys him?" Yes, even the water obeyed him. For who can resist his voice? Who can resist such a loving, powerful voice? And this voice came in human flesh to walk even on the water. There is nothing that can stop this walk. There's nothing that can stop the voice. And as we said, that this voice is light. And the light wants to cover this whole earth. The light wants to remove the darkness that was spread over the whole earth. For we know that Satan was also walking on this earth. He was walking to and fro to spread his lies and his darkness. And this is what we read in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 7. "And the Lord said unto Satan, Where did you come from? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it." So here we see Satan was found mocking God by saying he is walking up and down the earth which God had created. He walked all over it to spread his corruption and to blind the people with his gross darkness. And the Lord allowed Satan to walk in his own ways and to do whatever he desired on earth. But the Lord had a secret walk that would expose every darkness that was spread. Yes, he prepared himself a body to walk in. The steps of Jesus was ordered by God to walk wherever he was led. He was led by the Spirit to walk to the wilderness and overcome all things. He was led in all his ministry. Every step that Jesus took was a new step that this earth had witnessed. Wherever the feet of our Lord touched, the earth was being massaged by these feet. The earth was being stimulated by this walk. The earth was witnessing a new step, walking, for the Lord had the most beautiful feet. And everywhere he would walk, everywhere the light was walking, a new thing was performed. Amen. The Lord wants to keep walking this earth. We even see that after his resurrection, when he was found walking with the two men who knew him not. And in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 28-29, we read that they drew near onto the village where they were walking to, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And so Jesus did tarry with them. Luke was showing us in the anointing of the man that this Jesus, who was made both Lord and Christ, wanted to continue walking further. This is showing us that he wants to walk from Jerusalem to Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. For wherever he would walk, the light would surely shine in the darkness that Satan also walked in. The steps of light wanted to cover all the steps of darkness. And he is covering these steps by walking in our vessels. What an honor it is to be vessels used for his light to walk in us. It is no wonder that the word says in Romans chapter 10 verse 15, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings to good things." Amen. The light no longer walked with them, but the light became in them walking. God was with us, but now he is in us, walking to spread the light and preach the gospel of peace and to do a new thing, a good thing, just as the scripture says. Peace needed to be spoken to combat the destruction that Satan was speaking, as he too was walking to and fro and up and down this earth. But the Lord had made a new walk, a new feet for us to walk in. The Lord had given us a new way to walk in his truth. As we were all once found walking according to the course of this world, we now walk according to his will, according to the course of the light, to witness the light. Amen. And wherever the light goes, there is a new thing performed. Just as we read in the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Now Peter and John went up walking together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful." This temple had a name, and that name was called Beautiful. The Spirit of God was witnessing and walking in Peter and in John. It was the Spirit that led them to walk to the temple called Beautiful. For there was going to be performed a new thing to a man who had never walked a day in his life. This man was born lame from his mother's womb and was carried daily to that temple where Solomon's porch was. He never once walked a day in his life, but a new thing was going to happen in the feet of this lame man. A new thing was going to manifest in his ankle bones and give him strength to walk. And by the beautiful feet of Peter and John was going to make this lame man's feet also beautiful. That's right. And this is what we read, continuing in verse 8. "He leaped up and stood and walked and entered with them in the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." What had happened unto him? A new thing was done. A new walk was done to that man who had never experienced a walk in his life. And in verse 11 we read, "As the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering." All the people ran onto the porch of Solomon, which was built before the temple. We know that Solomon was before the temple because in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 11 says that David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern of the porch for him to build. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 12, we see that Solomon offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built before the porch. And this is the same place that all the people ran onto the porch, where the lame man miraculously walked. But Peter and John told the people this, in the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 12, that when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel at this thing? Or why do you look so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?" Amen. It was not by their own power nor by their own holiness, but by the Spirit of God. For their own holiness was not found. It was only found in the Spirit of God. We are all filthy rags before God. But by His holiness is how they made this man to walk. And here is the mystery of this miracle that was performed. Let us open the book of John chapter 10, verse 20 to 23. And many of them said about Jesus that he had a devil and is mad. Why do you hear him? But others said, "These are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?" Amen. Here, John was writing in the anointing of the eagle, and he wrote to us the new thing that Jesus had done to a blind man. Jesus did a new thing to a man who had never seen a day in his life, because that man was born blind. Just as the lame man who had never walked was born lame, there was a blind man who had never seen a day in his life. But the Lord did a new thing and healed his eyes and gave him a new set of eyes. And look at what John continues to say in verse 22 and 23. "It was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple of Solomon's porch." Amen. He walked in Solomon's porch, the same porch that the lame man was found walking in. John, with the eagle inspiration, wrote with a vision that can see far beyond man. He wrote the miracle that would take place at that porch. Why did he have to mention that Jesus walked there at Solomon's porch? Because that was the exact spot where a new thing was going to be performed. Wherever Jesus walks, a new thing is done. And Jesus walked in Solomon's porch, and at that same spot, a new thing was done years later to this lame man. Jesus walking at Solomon's porch was a foreshadow of the lame man that would walk at the same porch. Oh, how beautiful is his word! How beautiful are his feet walking! How beautiful is this gospel of peace! And how beautiful is the temple of God, our Lord Jesus Christ! That is the true temple, the true beauty that performs all things new. Let us surrender our feet to Him, that He may walk in us, that He may do a new thing in us, and take us to new heights, take us to new places, take us to new depths, and that we may behold all things new. Amen.